Techno Live Radio Academy Info.
Welcome, dear listener of Techno Lab Radio, the radio that is bringing you information, update, and the more data based on what we are doing here. And today, actually, we are mostly going to talk about some of the selling, because that has been a little bit interesting to many of the people. Majority has come back to us, said, no, we need you to share with us on this part, we need you to highlight on this. So we said, no, we respect and value our listeners, and we should a little bit highlight more on this. And the one of the things that we are coming today with, we are bringing you the 6 keys to selling better. The 6 keys to selling better. So that will be our main topic today. And let us get just a brief break.
Techno Live Radio Academy Info.
All right. So if you look at the main topic that we said is the 6 keys to selling better. And when we talk about keys, means that there is doors. Yeah. So we are talking about 6 keys which will need to open different doors at different levels, but we choose to give you all the 6 keys so that as you are diving in selling, as you're going to be in selling mode, you need to have all these keys with you. You can't leave 1 key at home and go with 5. You can't leave 3 keys at home and 3 keys at the selling space. You need to go with all the keys, but you can't use all of them at the same time. So with that in mind, then we need to start diving to one after another so that we can use them properly. And we are going to also put this particular podcast, actually this will be among the first podcasts to go live in a video. Yeah, so the first keys that we are going to talk about, the key number one is negotiating. You should be able to negotiate as a salesperson. If you want to sell, you should be able to negotiate. And the negotiating comes with a lot of things that are packed together. One of them is to discuss, to be able to negotiate about the price. If you are selling and you can't be able to negotiate about the skill, about the price, then it will be very hard for you to sell your product, because you need to convince, actually. You need to make the one who is buying from your product to feel that he or she is doing a right thing. And how you do that? You need to talk. You need to communicate properly. You need to be able to tell people what they want, they are looking for. Actually, that's one of the main part of negotiating. Communication is one key in the negotiating. That if you are not good in communication, if you are sending different communication between your voice and your nonverbal, then there will be a very huge challenge of selling that particular product. So you need to be good in communication, how you communicate, what you say, which word you say, how you say it. But also in the same communication, you need to be able to listen to your customer. What are they saying about? What exactly they want to hear? Because if you listen very careful in negotiating and you are able to listen to the other side, which is the client, then you'll be able to know. But also in negotiating, you have to go with the emotional intelligence. You need to be able to learn to read about emotions of those clients. That's why people are being sold things that they don't like in simple say, but because of their emotions they buy those things, because people, they are buying because of different emotion on the background. They feel, some people can buy because they feel sorry. It's the same as giving. People are giving because they feel sorry on this. Even so, imagine you are selling something and you want somebody to buy. Let's say you are selling soap and you want somebody to buy the soap. They have their big brands that they buy from, but to convince their emotion or their emotion of happiness, emotion of sadness, you give them that feeling that, okay, if you use this soap, you'll go smelling nicely. Everyone will be feeling happy. So that's why you see pictures of showing people very happy. Those are a way of negotiating with the client without using even much word, but using pictures. Some people feel like, no, if I do use this particular product, I'll feel so happy, I'll feel so great, or I'll feel so supportive to these particular people who are being helped by this particular product. So you need to know how to negotiate on all those terms so that when you present your product, it's standing, it's becoming the best, because without that, your product will be having challenges at the market. And number two, which is necessary and related to the number one, is making the client or the buyer feel so powerful. How do you do that? Because normally no one likes to be told what to do. That's why we fight every day. If you have your young brother and sisters at home, you can tell, or even yourself, you can tell when somebody tell you to do A, to do B, to do C. This is not technically is way of us human operate. We are not so much happy when somebody tell us do A, B, C, D. If you tell somebody buy this, buy that, they'll feel like, no, I'm not buying because you tell me, I'm buying because I want to buy something. So if you know that, then you need to change the way you approach clients. Instead of telling them buy this, you need to find a way to make them feel that they are the one deciding on buying your product. And how you do this, it's very easy. It's going back to how you communicate to them. Which way did you use to communicate to them? Which angle did you touch to make them feel that they are very powerful? They are deciding on their own to buy your product. You miss that. Trust me, you miss that particular angle, you miss the client. Client need to feel that. I will go back to the same example of the soap. So the soap is, you are selling a soap and somebody is having already the brand of the soap. I'm using that because I have seen that, I have tried that, and you want this particular person to buy that particular product. So if you tell them that buy this soap, they will feel like, yeah, why what the difference between the soap I'm using, the soap that we are bringing in? So that will be a very long discussion which no client will be having time to waste to discuss with you. So because of that, show them the thing that they wish they have. And if they wish they have, and they see the thing that they wish they have, and the soap that, and the, among the thing they wish they have, your soap is not part of them, but they see that the thing they wish they have, those people who have them, they're using the soap you have. So it's become automatically in a certain way that it's among the thing they wish they have, even though necessarily they don't need your soap. So you are making them now being in need of that. And if somebody is in need of something, he or she is the one who is in control of that particular thing that they need. Not you who are selling, because you are doing your thing, but them, they have that feeling that, no, I really need this thing because I really feel like I need this thing. I sometimes tell my people that we discuss, we talk, that sometimes most of the decisions we think we are making are mostly affected by what we see, what we are told, what we have been told. And that's why we think we can be bold that we decided in a certain way, but deeply inside there, we are influenced by a lot of other things. And those influences are the thing that makes us feel like we have decided. So make your client, make your customer to feel that power that, yes, I did indeed choose to buy this product. I am the one who chose to buy, to use this service. I am the one who have chosen to to be where I am. You are announcing about the event. You want people to come in a big number, and you want to sell the tickets because they should come to spend. Imagine somebody has to spend his own money or her money, but you are convincing them that they are coming by their own will. Because if you force them, they will not. They will tell you about the family need, they'll tell about school fees for children. But if it's something that is coming from inside them, they'll feel like, no, I'm giving myself a time. They will create the excuses, they will create the reason of why they are doing that. And that's one of the things that you need. Not you being the one to explain about the excuses, but them to explain about their reasoning. So we have looked at two. We have looked at negotiating, but also we have looked at making the client to be more powerful and to feel more powerful when buying your product, so that even if somebody will pop up and tell, no, that product is not good, they will have a lot of good, they will have a lot of good backups on why they think they should go with you. Regardless, your product is not good, they don't care, because they feel they are the one in control. So let us take a little break while we are going to come with another two, and then we continue. This is from Technolab, where technologies are being created, and you are with me, Remy Gakwaya. We make sure that we learn together and we assist where we see things are not well.
Technolab Radio Academy Info.
All right, thank you very much. That is our jingle, actually, that somebody made it. And if you feel like you can challenge the first producer, we are open, man. We are doing this, we have started this, and we want it to be better as we go. So you can challenge, you can come up with some idea. We welcome everyone. So number two. So as long as that we are talking about the six keys that you can use to make sure that you open different doors for selling. Six keys that you can use to open this selling doors so you can be selling better. And we have looked at the two. Now we are going to number three, which is very mostly interesting to me. As you know, is to learn about trend. So you can't sell well if you don't know what is trending. No. You need to know what is trending. You need to know your competitors. Who are you competing with? Because these are the people that they are already having the market. So don't bring the thing when they mention the name and they say, no, I don't know. But everyone is using that. So you should know so that you can understand the strategies and understanding how you can approach that particular thing in a very special way. The trendings in a business are very many, and in a business also there is your category of the business. So don't spend all the time to look at all the trending in the business, but spend your time first of all to look at the trending in your category of the business. What is trending? What is so powerful? And also not only in the category of your business, but also on your localization. Where exactly are you? What is being sold a lot? If you are going to sell tomorrow your product or service, who else will be already out there and is going to be selling his or her product like what you do? Remember that. You don't know who is against you, then you don't know what you are doing. You should know who is against you. You should know who is with you. You should know who is selling better than you, so that when you are doing whatever you are doing to become better, this is not in the sake of competition, because totally for me, I'm very, very, very off of the competition. Competition doesn't make me feel happy, doesn't make me feel so motivated, because I don't see anything in competition, but I see everything in being better. So if you observe other people for you to become better, for you to understand things that you don't know, for you to learn different perspective and different goals, and also for you to grasp the whole picture. So you should learn that, and you should be able to understand generally how this thing works. So understand the trending, understanding what people are lashing toward, so that if you are moving your business, if you are auto-tuning your business, you have to tune it in a certain way that even if somebody will bring the other product as the challenge, you'll be able to control and state your standing. You have to be able to do that. You don't know. If it's something you don't know, then you are not in the business. The only thing that you know are the things that will assist you to survive in the business, in the selling actually. You don't know something, then that something can be the cause of you to fail. All right, so that's number three, which is learning about the trending in the field that you are working on, in the field of your business and the like. Number four now is being able perseverance. How are you dedicated, committed to the selling? Because selling is not just something that will pop up and it's happened magically. No. And selling as a skill is not something that you get overnight. No one has born with selling capability. Don't be cheated. People will scare you that I do it, I feel it normally. Ask him, when did you start? They will tell you, I started when I was 15 years, and that is where there is a secret. Because when he or she was 15 years, couldn't feel the pain and the hassle. Because if people could say no, he could see like it's normal. It's normal because of his and her age and the need of the agency. Because if you, as let's say you are already mature, you have children, you have organization that is depending on you, and you have to convince maybe whoever you are convincing, because selling is in all angles to make sure that your organization succeed or your business stick on. So there is a lot that are on stake that are supposed to be counted on. So that's why for you to approach this selling is not equal to the same that with the 15 years old guy who is doing that for the fun and for the sake of finding way to raise a little bit money to go to the holiday, to buy different shoes. No, it can't be the same. So you, as the one that has a lot on stake, you need also to divide and invest more time to do the selling. That's why I always tell people that no, start selling in the place that you are not comfortable. Places that you are not comfortable, go there, find a way you can sell, so that those uncomfortable feeling will push you to learn new skills, will push you to learn new things that you could never learn without those. Because I was surprised with one of the psychologists who say the thing that are not comfortable to us are the thing that are assisting us, and the thing that we think they are good are the thing that are destroying us. So if you are used to sit in the light, there is no darkness whatsoever, there is a lot of possibility for you to be scared of the darkness. And when you are exposed to these other things that look so negative, there's a lot of possibility for you to build up some of the internal capabilities that will assist you to survive in those particular moment. All right, so that is perseverance. Expose yourself to time and moment that are not easy, so that you can be able to stand, so that you can be able to build some more skills internally and be able to move very quickly. But also, I will also highlight on the two main things. So I said four, and I'm remaining with two, which are very, very mostly important and very mostly enter into this particular topic. So one of them is, when you are doing this selling journey, the best way also to start is to start without capital. I know people will talk about that. I know people ask, but I will have specific podcasts that will be talking about how to start a startup, how to get started actually. But for now, on the selling, please go without capital, because most of the people, they want to use other people. Why you should start without capital? Because if you are doing this selling without capital, you will not send people, you will not use Facebook ad, you will not pay anywhere, you will do it yourself. You use every mechanism that are possible for you to do the selling. So the moment you have money, you will not learn anything. You will just pay already people who are already mastering this particular skills, which you should learn and you should master. So you will pay them and they will do it for you, and you will remain dependent on those particular people. So let us take a little break, because we have gone a little bit very much. Let's take a little break and we'll be back together.
Technolab Radio Academy Info.
All right, thank you very much. We're back again to Techno Lab, where technologies are being created, with me, Remy Gakwaya. And today we are talking about 6 keys to selling better. 6 keys to selling better. You should have these 6 keys wherever you are going, because if you want to sell better, always have these 6 keys. So the last one that I stopped with, I was talking about selling without capital. So this is when you are doing the selling, but you don't have capital to bring other people. So if it was organization itself has no specific budget which was allocated for selling, for marketing, and it do the selling using their own internal skills and internal capacities. So this means that if it's the CEO, if it's whoever, has to learn, has to go on the field, has to face people, has to go to meet people face to face, all this thing will add a lot of skills to the team, if it's a team, or to individual if you are doing solo on a different thing. So don't I wish you don't have that money to do the sell, to the marketing, so that you can do the selling yourself, and you put all the money on the production of the product. So invest more on the product, invest more on the service that you are offering. But when it comes to the marketing, go do it manual. Do it yourself with the team that is core team in your particular cycle, so that you can learn these very valuable lessons that you should be learning. And the last top point that we are going to look now is saving. So as I said, I told you that do the selling without money, which sound good, but I want you to save as a whole. I want you to save some money. I want you to save some cash that you are going to now bring people who are more skilled. It's a good thing. It's a very good thing to bring people who are more skilled to work with you than pay people who are more skilled to work for you. So if you work with you, you are going to learn. But if they're working for you, you are going to get the result that you have no idea how they came. So make sure that you invest, you have to save, so that saving will assist you to bring more skilled people in marketing and selling, that they will work with you, so that you can out-level those gaps that were available within your capabilities and skills and the network. Because sometimes we know people who we know, and we miss to know people who we should know. But when you have little bits of money that are available to spend, you can now know people who you should know that are coming to work with you for the better of your product or services. So sometimes it may be you are not selling well because of the color choice. That can be an issue. And all the people around you or surrounding you, they are the people that know that, no, that's your color, that's the thing that you like. But this person who doesn't know you, doesn't even care, but is coming to work for money, will now start telling you, like, you know what, this color is having negative effect to our business because of ABCD or because of blah 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 blah. And those blah 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 blah, which sound to be so minor, but if they added together, they'll bring up something very important for your business and for your progress. So key thing that we looked at, few things. This is a summary now, because we are now reaching to the end. Number one, negotiate. Learn how to negotiate. This goes with communication. This goes with a lot of things, but learn how to negotiate. Learn how to convince people. Learn how to listen to people as you are negotiating, and learn how to understand in people's emotions so that you can use them when you are doing selling. And those are packaged under negotiation. And the second one, give power to the customer. Make the customer feel powerful. Make customer feel in control, so that their feeling of in control is the one that will make them to buy your product, because they will feel fine. Another thing we talked about learn about the trends. This is very much important, because without knowing the trends, you'll be fighting with air while everyone is no longer on this. Maybe everyone will be on Mars and you are still on the earth waiting for competition, which will not work. But another one is perseverance. You need to be able to push as much as possible, no matter how it's hard selling, but keep pushing forward no matter what it is. And another thing we say, start without money, start without capital. No fund should be allocated for the marketing, so that you and everyone in surrounding you should be the marketers. You need to be the one selling the product. Everyone in the team should be able to sell the product. How will they learn? They should do it. It should be done by everyone. And last but not least, we say, now save for the other people to come and work with you. Don't work for you. Don't get someone who is working for you. The moment somebody is working for you, you are losing. You are losing totally. May get some people who are going to work with you. And those are the people that will tell you that we need to do this, and you with the team, whatever. And they can be expensive, but they should be working with you. Yeah, until next time, I think we have looked at very, very, very important 6 keys that if you take them with you, they will assist you to open all the doors of selling anywhere. Use them, apply them everywhere, and remember to keep them with you every time. It's me, Remy Gakwaya, and our podcast now is almost in all the major main platform. This include Google, iTunes, and we have Spotify. We are now also on this other two big podcast platforms. This one is called, let me get a proper name. It's called Castbox. And the another one is called Breaker. They're all of that particular platform we have our podcast. You can access them, you can listen to them, you can recommend and share to other people, so that they can move to another level, as you have already moved to another level and as you always like. So remember to give feedback if you have any, recommend some topics, and talk to us. We are available, we are open, and mostly what we do software development, entrepreneurship, community development, all those kind of things. And we'll be happy to have conversation with you. Thank you very much. Catch you on another episode.
Techno Lab Radio Academy Info.